Start 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A California man who attacked police with poles during the Capitol riot has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Prosecutors described David Nicholas Dempsey as one of the most violent members of the mob. With the DNC in just over a week, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are on high alert. CBS's Lindy Reiser.
U.S. security officials preparing for possible retaliatory attacks at the Democratic National Convention after former President Donald Trump was shot last month.
No survivors of a plane crash in Brazil. The country's president asking for a moment of silence. The plane crashed near Sao Paulo, killing all 62 people on board. There's dramatic social media videos showing the plane crashing in a residential area and then a plume of gray smoke going up in the sky. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert system is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert system. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, August 12th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4 p.m. at the Municipal Zoo. The Northwood Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 in Wausau. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the Fair Office in Marshfield. The WRPS Board of Education meeting will begin at 6 at the Board Office. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees will meet at 6:30. The Town of Grand Rapids will have their Plan Commission meeting at 6. You may have heard the sirens in Wisconsin Rapids at 8:25 this morning. There was no weather or other public emergency. Wood County is investigating why the sirens went off. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack packed their bags for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL preseason kicks off this weekend. The Packers play the Browns at an early time, 3:25, tomorrow afternoon at Browns Stadium. After Jordan Love plays a few snaps, backup Sean Clifford will take over at quarterback.
I think everybody gets nervous. I think they're probably lying if they ever say they do or not. And if they aren't nervous, then I always think that nerves means you care. So I always get a little nervous, but once you're out there, it's back to 11-on-11, and it's just an absolute blast.
NBA Christmas Day schedules have been released. The Lakers will face the Warriors, while the Celtics play the 76ers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are not on the Christmas Day schedule this year. Baseball: Brewers back home tonight against the Reds after beating the Braves 16-7. Now, no pitcher wants to come out of a game, but that's what happened to right-hander Freddie Montas after 4 innings.
He was chomping at the bit to stay, yeah. You know what I mean? And if he had a knife, he would have stabbed me when I took him out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. Few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matinair on air.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, August 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to talk with our friends, thanks to our good friends at Visit Rome Bureau. We're going to talk to Brandon and Tina about the Rudolph Old Tractor Club show and car cruise coming up. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to this conversation with our good friend, Wood County Clerk Trent Miner right now. Trent, always good to see you. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Appreciate coming in. Thanks, James.
I know you are always busy, and this time of year you have to be incredibly busy. So not only do we appreciate the time, but appreciate all the work that you do in the community, making sure to spread the word, not only keeping people informed and how to vote and where they can and all of those details, but the integrity part of this we greatly appreciate and is certainly noteworthy on this. And we'll probably talk about that in a bit. But Trent, first up, I want to talk about what things people need to know or maybe a better question is, what are some of the main questions you are getting asked this time of year?
Well, and this is kind of the goofy election. So we do have an election coming up this coming Tuesday, August 13th. Polls open at 7 a.m. They will close at 8 p.m. And this is kind of that goofy election where you have to stay within one party. This is a partisan primary where the parties choose their candidates to move forward to the general election in November. So you're going to, when you get the ballot, you're going to see it. And for those that have voted absentee, you've already seen this. But those going to the polls on election day, at the very top of the ballot, you're going to choose your party preference. That makes sure that if you happen to vote outside of those parties, just the votes in that party count. So you're going to choose Democrat, Republican. There's a total of five different parties on that ballot. So stay within that that party and everything will be good. So this is kind of, like I said, a goofy election, but it's not all that new. Mm-hmm. I've been working elections for 30 years, and I always get the question, well, when did this start? I want to vote who I want to vote for. Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is 1907. We've been having a partisan primary for quite a long time. Yeah. That predates me a couple of years. This is just the opportunity for parties to choose their nominees.
Trent, I'm really glad you bring that up. First off, I feel for you and many of your coworkers that have to answer or deal with some of that stuff. But it is the world we are in. And as you mentioned, you've been doing this a long time. I can't imagine how many different questions you've been asked over the years. But it brings something light to me about the informed voter and how important it is to not just get out there and vote. That's vital. That is how we keep democracy running.
Yep.
But being informed and understanding what your vote means and how elections work. I think some of the discourse and some of the issues that you and many of your colleagues around the country deal with is in part because people just don't take the time to learn how elections work. I think knowledge is always the greatest weapon we have against misinformation or against some of this stuff.
I also journalistically will mention my daughter for the last, I want to say three elections, has been a volunteer, has worked the polls and everything. And so I have a little bit of a stake in this. It's my oldest. I care about her. I'm a little protective. But even without that, I'm protective of democracy. I care about democracy. I love that we live in a country. We get to vote. We get to do these things. Yep. It gets normalized a little bit the older we get. But this is something that isn't, it doesn't come without work. Like, democracy takes work. I believe that it should be easy for you to vote, but the act of voting. But as far as when you cast your vote, that should take some thought. And yeah. And I think that that's important in understanding how the differences of a primary election or this, you know, and those things are part of that work.
And what goes into an election? I mean, it's not just say a week or two before Election Day. We've actually been dealing with this election since about the middle of April, when we start dealing with candidates, and then they start asking questions. Okay, what do I need to do to qualify to get on that ballot? And by the way, please thank your daughter for working those polls. We need as many of those young people as we can get. That's fabulous. But yeah, this the election work starts well before, and we talk about election integrity. There's those checks and balances in there throughout that process to make sure that everything on that ballot is accurate, that the votes that are tallied are accurate. We will go through flaming hoops of fire to make sure that everything is done accurately and to make sure that we have a foolproof election, that we can trust the results that come out. Mm-hmm. I have every faith in the world in Wood County in the processes that we have. I have every faith in my 34 municipal clerks and the hundreds of poll workers that we have and chief election inspectors, that they're doing the job right and we're getting those results that we need. But this is a long process that we've been working through to get just to this point.
I appreciate the look behind the curtain a little bit. Again, I think that that's the kind of stuff that squashes a lot of that jargon, if I can just say myself. Now, I don't mean jargon in the sense of everybody is, especially as an American, you are entitled to question things. But once you get the answers, kind of move on.
Right.
That's just me speaking for me here. We have a change in the guard, I think, happening right now from this election to the last, where we're seeing, I'm not talking about political parties, mm-hmm. I mean the American people. The stats, the surveys show we are tired of the divisiveness, we are tired of fighting with each other. Doesn't mean we all want to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but mm-hmm. we want to get along and we want to treat each other better. And be able to be entrust our election process. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that that's a smart thing. If I'm casting a vote, I want to know. But once you know, move on. You don't get to, hey, here's all the information, here's the facts, here's the details. We have talked for the last 3-4 years to representatives on this radio station talking about how much more the elections are. You know, Scott Krug and some others have been out there and they're looking at these things and they're checking checks and balances. They're dotting I's, crossing T's. We're here now. We're getting going. Trust the process. And if I can say one last thing, trust your fellow Wisconsinites. Trust each other. That's all we're asking for. These aren't strangers doing this. These are neighbors working these polls and collecting these votes and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, I myself, born in Wood County, reside in Wood County, have been my entire life. I won't tell you how many years that is, but it's been a long time. You're certainly entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own set of facts. The facts are the facts. And then once you are given those facts, you need to follow through and ask questions if there are questions. And we love questions. We love questions. And we're really lucky in Wood County, truly. I know the divisiveness in politics and stuff. And I, you know, as clerk for the county, you know, off the election subject, but our Wood County board, mm-hmm. You're entitled to to disagree. And those guys do. And I was on the board for 13 years. We can disagree, but fortunately, in Wood County, and we are really an outlier, and we can talk to our good friend Lance Plimmel about that too, where our board really does get along so well. We are an outset of the entire state where, I mean, you go against me and I'm never going to talk to you again. That's just not the case. Yeah. I mean, the people that come to the board and they're elected representatives, they come to the board, they do the best they can, they make the decisions that they think are right, but if they don't agree, they're still laughing and joking out the door. Yeah. And that's just the way it should be. That's the way the government should be. And that's when you get most things done, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at our jail project that we have right now, $98 million, and that was with one no vote. I mean, wow. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good that you're given the facts and you make a decision based on that.
Encourage the county to take some pride in this.
Yes.
I appreciate that, Trent. I appreciate you noting those things. And I don't think, especially even myself, you get caught up in day to day. You don't think about these things very often. It also can make you feel that much more confident going into that poll and casting your vote.
Absolutely. And there are changes. I'm not saying that the elections in Wisconsin are perfect. There should be some law changes, and our good friend Scott Krug can attest to that. And he has been absolutely fabulous to work with. Actually, our County Clerks Association gave him our highest honor this past year, him and the ranking member on the Democratic side.
Yep.
Both Scott and Representative Lee Snodgrass got that top award because they do work bipartisanly. Do they agree? I can assure you they do not. But they're respectful about it. They can talk, you know, when they call each other and talk about these things, they're also talking about their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do this last weekend? Hey, that's the way it should be. Good grief. That's what America's all about.
Agreed. Well said. We try to embody that here, especially with Scott or Senator Teston or some of the regular guests that we get. We are a democracy station, and we promote that very strongly, but we also know that we have voices on this network that do go lean one way or the other. It's important to us at WFHR to represent all parties, all sides, and to be just down the middle. And we're able to do that with those conversations. You can go listen to any of the last 7 years Scott and I have talked, and we may butt heads about this, and by the end of it, we're laughing or talking about the Brewers or something like that.
Yes, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. That's the way we're brought up as kids. I mean, if we were disrespectful of any sort, our parents made sure that didn't happen.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, that just didn't happen again.
Sometimes my mom still does.
Yeah, exactly, and that's good. Mine too. And that's good. That going into the elections and stuff, you know, trust your neighbors. You trust them to feed your dog if you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. You trust them to check your mail. Trust them to run these elections, the poll workers. They're running them the best they can. They're following the laws, and that's all we can do is just follow the laws and make sure everything works out right.
We're speaking with Wood County Clerk Trent Miner right now, talking about the upcoming election coming up on August 13th, the fall primary. You mentioned that this one is a little bit different than your normal elections as you're voting for one party in that. Trent, is there anything else about this this upcoming primary that people should know as far as what's going to be on that ballot?
Sure. So on the ballot, it's going to be U.S. Senator, your representatives to Congress, state assembly people, state senate. You'll see those on your ballot. You'll see the county offices on the ballot. You'll see my offices on the ballot. But if you flip the ballot over, there's a couple of referendum questions that have to deal with the power of the legislature versus the governor in spending federal money. I'm not going to wade down into that. That's for politicians to do, and I'm not. Well, I am, but I'm not.
Right.
So we'll let. But if you have any questions on that, there is a Type C notice. That's what we call it. It's a notice that is published at every polling place that'll go through the effects of a yes or no question. Take a look at that. It'll be in the paper this weekend if you get the Rapids paper or the Marshall paper. Those questions and answers get answered there. Poll workers should not be giving you their opinion. Please don't ask them. It's just not appropriate. Because they're there to do a job, and we aren't there to provide our personal opinions. That would be wrong. So take a look at that. If there are questions, certainly take a look at that notice. That'll answer them for you. But please be aware that backside of the ballot has two questions on it that you should be looking at.
Not that no election necessarily is certainly from your perspective easy. I don't mean to say that this one is an easy one or anything, but it is as we are leading into the November presidential elections and everything. It is kind of a bit of a pregame, if you will, a startup of not only certainly getting out there and voting, but knowing where to vote, making sure that you're registered. Some of these things.
Yes, certainly. I mean, we kind of gear up all year long for the big kahuna in November.
Yeah.
You know, we have a February primary where we have a turnout of usually about, you know, say 15-20%. Then we get into the April election, probably 30-40%. So we get a few more voters in, kind of get the lay of the land. We get into the August primary. Okay, we have to deal with that partisan stuff, you know, and that's kind of its own deal.
Yeah.
But we're getting ready for that big election turnout in November. And I think really I've been around the polling places, talked to the clerks. We're ready. we're ready to go.
Yeah.
We're ready to play a game.
I'm so excited for that. I'm very excited. Not only, I'm a political junkie. I like this stuff. I grew up in a family talking politics my whole life. And one of the things that I get excited about this time of year is, to me, win or lose, whether, quote unquote, my person wins or not, I get excited about democracy. I get excited about that the whole country kind of getting involved in this. And the thing that makes me even more excited is when we look at the last presidential election and seeing record number of voters and hoping that that trend continues. We need more voters than they got on American Idol, okay? Like, I don't think that's asking a lot. This is a little more important, everybody.
Very much so.
And it's just as important to be informed and be out there and understanding that, and as important as it is to be informed, just as much to make sure that you are all signed up and ready to go. Keep in mind that through this whole conversation or right now, you can pull up myvote.wi.gov and find out any of the information Trent and I are talking about, and certainly making sure that you are registered and ready to go so that when August 13th comes rolling around or November 6th, you are all set and ready to be and get out there.
You bet. And is there anything better than, you know, there is no better time when you're working in the polls on election day. Is there anything better than an 18-year-old coming in to register for the first time? Oh, it still chokes me up talking about it.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than that. That is just, oh, yeah, cool. I have a new clerk, actually, in the city of Nakusa, very young, out of college, who's interested in this public service, and she is absolutely, Callie Dine, is absolutely doing a fabulous job in the city of Nakusa. It's seeing those younger generations wanting to do this type of work, doing this public service work, because we don't have enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at our age of our poll workers, and God bless them all. But, you know, seeing some of those 20 and 30-year-olds working the polls, that's always good times. And Wisconsin does allow for high school poll workers, having those high school students in there. I always encourage my municipalities, hey, take a look at this. 16, 17-year-olds can work the polls and should be. So that they understand that when they get to be 18, there's a civic duty there.
Yes.
That not only should you be voting, but you should be also volunteering your time, like your daughter, participating in that process. So that you have a, you know, that when you hear these things off in the background thinking, you know doggone good and well, it's not true.
Yeah.
Because you've been there, you've done it. Hey, that's not the way it actually works.
Yeah.
Always encourage that. Always encourage that.
And if you are somebody who is questioning some of our election process or in that realm or anything, and that I encourage you even more to be a part of this process.
Yes.
Get involved. Get out there and be a poll worker. Volunteer. Mm-hmm. Get your kids involved in it. If you are, you can, any dog can bark. It takes a certain type of dog that can do tricks, that can actually work and do something. Do you want to be a dog that's just barking, or do you want to be informed to get out there and actually be a part of things? Because anybody can complain. But it takes somebody that is actually caring and really means what they're saying to get involved in this. And once you are involved, you will see that this process is solid, strong. These are not only people working, like Trent said, for months on this. Oftentimes, these are volunteers doing this. These are people taking time out of their own day to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't do that for nothing. You're doing it because not only do you care about this country, care about democracy, but you believe in this process.
I love hearing people that are doubters. I like to see that. I like to see them with their, let's see, my wife puts it AIS, their backsides in the seats,
at
the polls on the election day. And we have that in Wood County. I've seen it firsthand, where we've had those doubters, and, you know, I'm going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, great, wonderful. Follow the rules. These are the rules. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, by golly, that really can't happen, can it? So, educating yourself. There's only so much that you, as a radio host, or me as a county clerk, can provide to the people. If you want to know, you have to learn on your own.
Yeah.
And taking the steps to get the correct information and being in the background and doing those things certainly helps.
With the fall primary being August 13th, the cutoff deadline is today at 5 o'clock to register to your municipal clerk's office. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind as well. And your offices will be closing at 5, so that will be the cutoff time, right, Trent?
Cutoff time is 5 p.m. at the municipal clerk's offices for those that hold normal office hours, but 5 o'clock. And then Monday, nothing really happens on Monday. Mm-hmm. That's really the no voting, no absentee voting happens that day, no in person. That's our day to take a breath, get everything set up, and then hit her hard on Tuesday. And you can certainly register to vote at the polls on Election Day. Make sure you have your proof of residency with you. And if you have questions on that, please call my office, and we can help you through that.
We'll get you that information before we wrap up. I did want to touch on one other thing before we get done here, and we've talked about this a little bit loosely. Are we still accepting volunteers? Are we still accepting poll workers for whether it's the August 13th primary or the November election? Are you guys still looking for volunteers?
Always, always. If the pandemic taught us everything, you know, some of our smaller townships said, well, hey, I've got my three election workers. They've been here for 30 years or whatever. We're good to go. Well, if the pandemic taught us anything, having a deep backbench is certainly advisable. Yes, we're always taking names. Municipal clerks are always taking names. And if you want to know who your municipal clerk is, again, my office will be happy to get you that information and pass your name along to them. So we're always looking for poll workers, anybody interested in being a part of that process.
If you are able to do it, is what is the time commitment like, Trent, for something like that?
You know, a lot of our municipalities have shifts that they work. Mm-hmm. Some municipalities, I mean, it's from 6:30 in the morning until 8:30 at night. So it really depends on the municipality.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of times they'll work around. They'll work around. Stuff,
right.
So.
Thank you. That's kind of what I wanted to make sure people understood, that you're not different places, different things, and mm-hmm. different needs, of course. But chances are, wherever you're listening to this, your municipality will probably work with you on it. We just need more and more good volunteers out there. And it's encouraging to see more and more younger people getting involved with this process and caring. I tell you, it used to, when we were young, it seemed like, well, you paid attention to politics, but you didn't get too involved. You voted, but you didn't get that involved until maybe your late 20s, 30s, mm-hmm. or something like that. This younger generation is not waiting.
No.
They are 18 and out there and running. You got the youngest mayor ever in Miami down there. You've got other places around the country where you're seeing kids getting involved and getting out there and voting, and not only voting, but getting out there and getting others to vote and others informed.
And that's what we like to see. You know, I was an oddball in my generation. You know, I was a town chairman for 29 years, and I was elected when I was 21, and served for 29 years. And when I left, I was still the youngest town chairman in Wood County. But you're not seeing that anymore. You're seeing this younger generation, like you said, you know, run for these offices. And it's not just local offices, even though I think you should start with a local office. You see these people running for state legislature and Congress and those types of things, you know, where there's age limits you have to be mindful of. But seeing these young people take charge, and they got good ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe some of their ideas aren't good, but that's what democracy is all about.
Yes.
You don't win them all, you know, and you live to fight another day. And maybe we didn't make the argument right. You know, that's all to be determined.
That's something that gets lost in the shuffle politically, that people, especially in this day and age, are doing way too much. These are not your sports teams. These are not supposed to be represented that way. They're not supposed to be looked at that way. Politics is not sports. Sometimes you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And you lick your wounds and you get back to the next election.
Yep.
The idea that the way these parties are like win at all costs or all that kind of thing, that's not how politics is supposed to work.
No.
That's not how democracy works.
No.
And keep that in mind and get informed and keep in all of this conversation when you're out there in those polls, and be good to those poll workers out there. Be good to your municipal clerks. Treat them right. They will treat you right. They are good at what they do. Trent, if people do have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about, how can they reach you?
Please give me a call in the office at 715-421-8460, and we'll be there every day until 4:30 today and tomorrow, and Monday and Tuesday. We'll be there a long day. We'll be there all day until the polls close at night and we get the returns in, and take a look at our website, woodcountywi.gov, and the election results will be there. I anticipate we'll probably have most of our election results up on that website, probably be completed close to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We should have everything up, and you should be able to see who's moving forward and who's not.
Good to know. Again, you can find out more information as well at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Trent, we appreciate you. Appreciate all of your team and the work that they put into this community and keeping democracy alive and well. Thank you so much for the time.
I imagine
we'll talk before November, probably.
Let's make a date. You bet.
And one of these days, I want to get together and talk a little bit about how things have changed in the years you've been doing this.
Oh, sure.
We need more time for that, though.
Yeah.
So we'll do that one of these shows coming up. Thank you for the time, Trent.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids' games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People are receiving letters that look like they're from the Marshfield Police Department asking for money. The letters say Marshfield Area Annual Fund Drive and National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund with a Washington, D.C. return address. These letters are not affiliated or endorsed by the Marshfield Police Department. Feel free to call the PD with questions. The non-emergency number is 715-387-4394. You can get a slow-moving vehicle sign at the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. The National Farm Medicine Center donated the SMV placards to hand out. These orange triangles help boost the visibility of slow-moving farm equipment to help prevent accidents. It's harvest season and farm machinery is on the roadways as they move from field to field and back to the farm. If you need a sign, stop by the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Taylor Swift shows were canceled due to a terrorist attack threat. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Vienna, Austria, apprehended two men, one of them the 19-year-old ringleader. The canceled shows were for August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and those with tickets will get a full refund. Reps for Taylor Swift have not commented yet on the incident. The Swift Eras Tour has spanned 145 shows in five continents. It started in 2023 and is scheduled to end in Vancouver in December. There is drama on the set of the new Bridget Jones film. The shooting schedule was disrupted by bats. Experts say their habitat was disrupted by the filming in Keswick, Cumbria. That was almost enough to distract fans from the fact that Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, is returning for the fourth installment of the franchise. Apparently, Firth's return has been planned for a while, but they were hoping to keep it a secret. Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is expected in theaters in February of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Currently at 64 degrees.
Econ Electric and Current Technologies are excited to announce that operations will be consolidated at a newly expanded office on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with all electrical needs, no matter how big or small. Econ Electric Incorporated and Current Technologies Incorporated are excited to announce that Econ Electric Incorporated, based in Wisconsin Rapids, has acquired Current Technologies Incorporated from Port Edwards. All of Current Technologies' office and field staff will remain with Econ Electric Incorporated, and all operations will be consolidated at Econ Electric's newly expanded office, warehouse, and prefabrication facility on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with any electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, August 9th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. We're joined right now, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We send a big shout-out to them. We have Brandon Behrens in with us for the Rudolph Old Tractor Club. President, I should say, of the Rudolph. I got to get this right. You got a title there, man. I got to get that
Presidente.
Right. Yeah, yes, exactly. We're going to talk about the Rudolph Old Tractor Club show and car cruise. Brandon, thank you so much for being here, man. Love talking about this event. Love talking about anything in the Rudolph area.
Thank you so much.
So I wanted to actually, if you don't mind, kind of get into a little bit of the what the Old Tractor Club is and start there. And you guys actually have some really cool scholarships and things that you are doing over there now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started in 2001. It was a group of guys in Rudolph that got together at the park and just wanted to kind of shine up their tractors and hang out for the afternoon. And it kind of grew into what it is now, which is, we're still a one-day event, but we're, over 20 years now we've been doing it in Rudolph. We took 1 year off for COVID and we came back after COVID and wanted to grow it, and we did the car cruise. So now we do a free car cruise where you can bring anything you want and come down to the park for the day and enjoy. Tomorrow will be nice weather, so enjoy that.
Not for nothing. First off, man, it's been 20 some years.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I blinked and that happened. I remember when this first started up and everything. That's pretty darn cool.
2001 was not, it seems like it was yesterday. But,
Father Time is undefeated.
Yes.
It's awfully cool to see. I get really spoiled in this seat. I get to talk to a lot of people about these festivals and events and everything. And one of my favorite things is every one of them almost seems to start the same way with a couple of people and very grassroots, and just grows into this event that we look forward to every summer or every year for the event. And something like this, not for nothing, but we've lost a lot of our car cruises. We've lost a lot of those things over the last couple of years. It's really great to not only have this for the community, but to keep these alive and keep these going. That's pretty cool.
That's how I kind of got into it. I'm not from Rudolph originally. I've lived there for the last 6 years, but I grew up in a small town and about 3 hours south. And I enjoy old tractors. I have way too many of them. But it kind of grew, like I wanted to make friends in town and I wanted to kind of be part of something in the community. And I joined, and it's just kind of snowballed where, members are getting older. These tractors are old. So we're always looking for new volunteers or people, even if you don't have a tractor and you want to just be part of it. I would say our small majority of our members are from Rudolph, and then everything, Junction to Rapids to, we have people from Plover and Point that are in it. So, you don't have to live in Rudolph to be part of it. And we're always looking for more people to help. So.
That's a great note to mention. That's good for people to know out there. And just out of curiosity, for if people are curious about joining and everything, how often do you guys meet?
We meet once a month in the summer. We start in about March, and then we go until this month. And then we'll have an appreciation dinner for all of our volunteers. But we're 100% volunteer. We meet once a month on the last Thursday of every month. We have a Facebook page, the Rudolph Old Tractor Club. If you go on there, we share our event so people know it's 7 o'clock at the Rudolph Township building. So we're always looking for more people.
Not a huge time commitment, so it gives you, if anything, gives you something to do and look forward to on a monthly basis. Get out of the house a little bit, hang out, and make those tractors look awfully good. That's always nice.
Or if you got a sweet car or truck, we don't discriminate.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious too, before we get into the event itself, how much planning, how long you guys work on this, especially considering your volunteers, you don't have a lot of time. Y'all got day jobs and that. When does the planning for this event start?
In March, normally. I mean, we kind of have a rotation of, we have featured tractors this year. Our featured tractor is Alice Chalmers. So we kind of know our rotation, as far as what's going to be, the feature this year, so that doesn't go into that. But we kind of have a system now. We've done this, like I said, over 20 years, so we kind of know soda, beer, what we got to buy, and that kind of stuff. But the big thing is we have a couple people that are superstars that go out. Janet, one of our ladies, she goes out and goes to all these different businesses that donate stuff for our basket raffles to go towards our scholarship and for our money raising. Huge shout out. If you can hear this, you're probably in our area of people of bars and restaurants and businesses that have donated something for a basket raffle or something like that. So we appreciate it. But, she does that all on her own with her husband, who's our vice president, Tina, who was on the show 2 years ago with you. She does a tremendous amount as a secretary and paperwork. And, there's all sorts of stuff. We have to have insurance and liquor license and all this other stuff. So there's a little bit, but, it's all a group of us, plus all the people that are there to help set up. I mean, it's huge.
You got a great team, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people doing really good work behind the scenes to make this happen. A big shout out to all of them. And yeah, Tina was great on the air. She was awesome. She did a great job. A big shout out to them and a thank you to them for doing this. Let's talk about also, because while this is a fun event, our communities can always use more events like this and fun times and things to look forward to, especially as we get to the tail end of summer.
Yeah.
That alone is worth it and a great part of the event. But you guys are doing something more, a little more extra with this, with the funds that you raise from this event.
Yeah, so to touch on that, we've always donated to the community the best we could. So with the money we raise, we always give back to the Rudolph Little League because we share the park with them, with the village. So we usually donate to them every year, and we have. And then Auburndale's FFA has always done a tractor ride in the spring that they do a fundraiser for somebody that is less fortunate in the community. So we donate to that every year. And then if anybody's been out to the park in Rudolph, the old playground was kind of shoved back in the woods, and you get carried away by bugs sometimes when you're out there. So the village moved it up and got some grants from the state, and then they asked for some donations. So because of our show last year and the money we made, we were able to donate $500 back to the village for them to do that. And then last year we started something that I'm super proud of and all of our members are super proud of is we have a scholarship through Mid-State, and we established that to kind of grow. You see the volunteer numbers are down and the generation is getting older. So we did it to try to promote the next generation of people that are enthusiasts, whether it be for tractors or for cars and trucks. So we have two scholarships that we give out through Mid-State every spring. We have an agriculture scholarship, and then we have an automotive or diesel heavy-duty repair scholarship. That are each $500. So that was huge. And really the guidelines are, we want somebody that was within 25 miles of Rudolph. And then we let Mid-State handle it. Mid-State has been awesome to deal with. They make it super simple. And it's just something to show our appreciation for the community by supporting it. I mean, that's we're all, like I said, this is a free show. We don't charge any admission. You don't have to pay to bring a tractor or a car there. You get your plaque or your magnet, you get your button. We want you to come out and have fun and enjoy what Rudolph has to offer. And, we let the 4-H come out and they sell stuff, and that's a big moneymaker for them. And we have some other businesses and vendors we can talk about later what's at the show. But, I mean, this is 100% just to bring everybody into Rudolph and to enjoy each other's company and then support each other. So, and it's awesome to be part of.
I'll put this against the whole state. Nobody does this better than Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to events that are fun to attend, they're free and they're raising money and putting in a good cause. This is not only a good time, this is an investment. Mm-hmm. This is you investing in your community, you investing in the future of your community and future in events like this. Get out there, attend this, and take some of this fun in and spread the word about this event too.
Yeah, the only way we're going to make it to 40 years is if we get people to keep coming.
So. Right on. This event, well, we've already got the tractor enthusiasts. We got, you know, they're looking forward to this and everything. But people that are listening that might be interested about other things going on with this, not only is this a chance, I think with these events, it's always noteworthy running into people, people you don't get to see very often. Man, the older we get, the harder it is to run into friends or community members and everything. Here's a chance for that, organically running into people. You never know the connections you make with those things. The festivities include a lot of other stuff too. Yeah. This is a long list you got of fun things going on here.
We open at 9 tomorrow and we go till 6 o'clock at night, so it's a full day for free. So we kind of have a little registration opens at 8 for you if you want to bring your car or tractor to get there early and kind of beat the crowd. But all day we have music, we have a DJ, we have food and drinks, 50-50 raffle, basket raffles, we have a cash raffle that we still have some tickets left over. So, you know, there's a bunch of stuff to do throughout the day. I'm a little biased because I you see my shirt here, but Crete Truck Center in Stevens Point is going to be bringing out a dump truck for kids to do a touch of truck in.
Awesome.
Grand Rapids Fire Department was there last year. They might be able to make it this year again, and they have their little brush truck and their four-wheeler or their ATV for the kids to be on. And then we do, there's some games, there's a petting zoo. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's stuff all day. We have... the petting zoo and the touch of truck goes from about 10 till 2.
Okay.
We have a live auction, which that live auction predominantly goes to the scholarship and raising the money for all that stuff and our donations. That's our big money maker. Mm-hmm. for our scholarship. We have a kids pedal pull at 2 o'clock, and then we have a tractor parade that everyone loves to come and watch. And then all of our auction stuff for our basket raffles and our cash raffle is after that parade. So probably more closer to about 4.
I've seen barrel rides on here as well.
Yep.
That's noteworthy. That's a good one.
Yep. And like I said, everything is free for you to come out. And we have volunteers that are going to drive their lawnmower with the barrels for the kids to go around the grounds.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a car dyno as well this year. It's the first time we're doing that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about that. What is dyno? What is that?
So it's for all the guys that, you know, have 500-600 horsepower and say they do. It's kind of our club member called it the heartbreaker, you know. They read everything off of the back of the boxes when they bought it for the car.
Right.
And this is what's going to show you what it really makes. So
I love that.
So they got that. And then we always have had a tractor dyno as well. So we'll have two dynos going so you can hear them make noise and see what they do. You know, and kind of experience that.
I'm already excited, man. Yeah. I want this to be happening right now. I don't want to wait a day. This is awesome.
Well, we got to set up tonight. So
yeah, you
got to
set up. Absolutely. I'm sure you could do all hands on deck. Yeah. Man, I could use that. And you know, while we talked about car cruises not having as many as we used to and everything, like when we were kids or something, it is, I don't know, many times you see a tractor parade. Like, you don't get to see that every day. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Some antique ones in there too, isn't it?
I have 4 tractors, and my oldest is in from the 30s.
You're a parade on your own.
I'm only one guy, so my 9-year-old can't drive them.
No,
we have a good group. I mean, I think we've averaged about 60 to 75 tractors a year.
Nice.
And then cars were about the same. It depends on the weather. You know, there's some other car shows and cruises going on this weekend, so you kind of compete with that. But we usually have a pretty good turnout. Just in this area. I mean, you go Thursday night to the car cruise last night, and there's a good number of cars. So if we can get a little bit of those guys, we're happy. And it doesn't have to be just a classic. If you got a late model car, or you got a 2020, you know, something that you find interesting and cool, we're open to anybody. You want to bring it and open the hood and show it off, by all means, bring it.
If people would like to be a part of things, even now at this kind of, you know, getting close to the end of the wire here, and it's, how would they still be able to be a part of the parade?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and there's no pre-registration. It's you show up that day. We got, if you're familiar with where the park is in Rudolph, it's right behind the R store there. So we have the parking lot for the actual park is where all the car show part is. Tractors are all parked over on the baseball diamond. If it's too wet tomorrow, we'll park on Meadowview Road, which is the road that's right behind the Dollar General and the gas station. So there's going to be some parking off of Maple, which Maple, if you're coming from Rapids, right before the Dollar General is Maple on the left. You turn down there, there's going to be some signs and you can park. There's a hayfield back there if you have a trailer. If you want to bring a car or a truck, you can park right back over there. Otherwise, there's parking all along the road. But yeah, there's no pre-registration. You come tomorrow. They'll park your car in a spot. You get a you get a magnet and some fun all day for free.
What should they get there early? Or certainly, I'd probably get there at a good time. Or
you can honestly come and go as you please. We open registration at 8 for the tractors. Obviously, as it gets busier, obviously we just need everyone to be careful and be aware of their surroundings. But if you get there at 10 o'clock or you get there at 8 o'clock, we're fine with it. We'll have people parking and we'll find a spot for you. So,
we're speaking with Brandon Behrens, Rudolph Old Tractor Club president. And Brandon, one of the things, and forgive me, man, I this is a fun event and everything. I tend to get a little too serious sometimes, but I can't help myself because one of the things that I know that is fun about this event is not only these tractors and these vehicles, but the classic tractors, the old school stuff. And I can't help thinking, this is a family event. You're bringing the kids down. Maybe this sparks the interest in one of those kids. Maybe that gets them interested, not just in tractors and in car cruises, but the ag industry and something like that. And we could always use more people into these industries. This touch a truck thing, we hear all the time from kids, oh, that was really cool. And 10 years later, they're into that industry.
Yeah.
So there is something about that, too, that is really cool to me about this, about possibly just sparking one of these young minds and making them really interested in this in future, not only members of this cruise, but people that might get into the industries as well.
Yeah, for sure. That, like I said, I joined because I wasn't from this community, but I was very close to my grandfather when I was growing up, and I mean, the generation that is into these tractors that grew up on them, that knows more about them than I'll ever know, and they forgot more. Those guys will tell you if you listen, and we're open to that. I mean, if you have kids that are interested and they love it, ask questions tomorrow. These guys that are showing tractors and cars, they are so proud of those things.
Yeah.
And they will talk your ear off.
I was just going
to
say.
Probably you'll have to walk away from
them. Yeah, it is not going to take a lot to get them talking about these. It's great. That's awesome. That's part of what this event is about. Ask those questions. Find out more about these things. And make sure that, you know, not only you're having a good time, but the kids are taking all this in as well.
Yeah.
Brandon, you mentioned vendors down there. Going to have some vendors as well.
Yeah, so we have food vendors and we have some resale vendors. You know, we have sensory and quilting in some places like that around the area. I think there's one called Aaron's Creations and Creative Designs and some other stuff. And then for food-wise, the 4-H in the Rudolph area, that's their big fundraiser for them every year. So they're going to sell Rockies pizza. They have fries and cheese curds, stuff like that. Chatterbox will be there from here in town. They'll be selling burgers and other stuff like that. And then we have one of the Amish families that always brings baked goods. You know, you got all your food groups plus just for scoops, I think is what it's called. I think they're out of the area. So that ice cream truck and a dessert truck. So you can literally eat dessert for breakfast, and then you can go to Chatterbox and 4-H. So you can kind of hit every food group. So
yeah, you got everything covered there. With that being said, is there room for more vendors or craft vendors or anything like that?
Yeah, $20 for a craft for a vendor. If you have food vendors, we're kind of good. We have it set up. You know, we have limited space for electrical outlets and stuff like that for them to run their food. So we're kind of set there. But yeah, we're gonna have spots that are open. It's $20. You can find myself or Tina, and you can show up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and set up a booth. They're about 12 by 12. And there's not. I mean, you can sell. It could be a swap meet kind of a thing. If you have parts and you've got car parts and you're listening and you want to bring them, tractor parts or Hot Wheels or anything that's kind of. I mean, we don't discriminate. We're open to anybody.
This isn't, there's not a lot of pickiness going on with that. And I love that. That's fantastic.
No. You got to have a little flavor for everybody.
Yeah. So. And as Brandon mentioned earlier and everything, we're always looking for not only volunteers, but members and future members of this club.
Yep. Yeah. We're open to, like I said, we don't discriminate. Doesn't matter what color tractor you like. If you have a tractor, if you're into lawnmowers, I mean, we're open to anybody. Even if you don't have a tractor and you're just from the area and you like, you know, to be part of something, and you know, we don't ask for much. You know, you might join in 5 years, they might nominate you for president, you might be on the radio, but that's about
right,
it.
Right, right.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not so bad.
No, it works pretty well. I enjoy it.
And man, we enjoy this event. We enjoy all the work that you guys put into this and greatly appreciate it. You, the team behind this, everybody involved. It's such a fun event. We look so forward to it. Let's go over the details one more time, Brandon, about the time of the event and what is taking place.
Okay, so 9 o'clock tomorrow in the Rudolph Park. It starts, goes till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Registration opens a little bit earlier, about 8 o'clock. If you have, like he said, if you have a vendor, then you want to jump on board, you know, try to get there between 8 and 9, because obviously that's kind of the crazy time when everyone starts showing up. But all day we're going to have music with the DJ. We're going to have food and drinks. We sell beer, soda, Gatorade, and water. And then we have 4-H and some other vendors doing, and Chatterbox doing food and dessert. We're going to have a petting zoo and a touch of truck from 10 until 2. I also forgot, there was so much going on, I forgot, we're going to have some bounce houses there for the kids.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
So those I do think we do charge, and then there's a waiver to sign, obviously, liability-wise. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have, I think we're actually, it might be a truck or a tractor.
Very cool.
Yeah, I won't be in it because I don't want to break my arm. But so we have that going on. We have a live auction to help raise money for our donations for the scholarship and the other things that we donate to. I do know Crete did donate. We have 4 Brewers tickets that are 7 rows back from the dugout. So if you're a Brewers fan, get down there and buy them. I think there's some golf, local golf that they donated. And there's just a bunch of other stuff that we have donations for. So if you want to go see a Brewers game or golf, just show up at least by noon.
Yeah.
Eat some food, spend some money, donate mm-hmm. some of your fun. And then we have a kids pedal pull at 2. Tractor parade is going to be at 3, and then all of our raffles for our baskets and our cash raffle that we still have some tickets left that you can buy throughout the day. We're going to try to do a 50-50 as well. That'll be following that parade, and then hang out and enjoy some music and until 6 o'clock. We're not going to kick you out. We're just going to start packing up. So you can stay after 6, but you're just not going to have as much to do.
And keep in mind, with all the fun and all the great that is going on with this event, it's also a really good event and investing in our community. All the proceeds go to Mid-State Scholarship and local community activities and events. So you can have a feel-good feeling from that, as well as attending the event and having a good time. And keep in mind, it's at Rudolph Park, beautiful Rudolph Park, right off State Highway 1334. You can't miss it. Home of the Dick Trickle Memorial. So you're gonna miss that. Maybe check that out too while you're over there. And enjoy yourselves, everybody, and spread the word about this event. Not only like their Facebook page, Rudolph Old Tractor Club. Just type that in your search bar. Pops right up for you. Mm-hmm. Like that page, but share this stuff on your pages. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah.
And Brandon, if anybody has any follow-up questions, is that the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, you can message us on there. We have flyers all over Quick Trips and everywhere else. My number's on there. Otherwise, you can't miss me. I'm not a tiny guy. Just look for me tomorrow. I'll be wearing a Rudolph Tractor Club shirt. Any positive feedback or you know, suggestions that would make it even better, we're always open to that. And if you want to join, just come. It's amazing. I mean, just to see the smiles on those kids' faces when they see that stuff and watch a tractor go by, and these guys get out there and enjoy their hobby and showing them off. I mean, it makes me happy to be part of it. So.
Be sure to attend the Rudolph, the fantastic event at Rudolph Old Tractor Club event going on tomorrow at Rudolph Park. It's happening, kicks off at 8 a.m. is registration. 9 to 6 is when the event will be taking place. We will meet you there, everybody. Again, Brandon, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
I want to send a big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau as well, setting this up. Always appreciate Meredith and the gang over there. And a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the scheduling work that she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. We'll have more for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local... Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.